This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Did you see this? Speaking of football, on Twitter, I think in the last couple of hours, they're starting to show the official footballs for the game with the Licks logo, which is pretty cool, by the way.
Can we stop?
I know. And then there's also...
L-I-X.
I like Licks. And then there's also a story out there, again, this stuff will not go away, about whether or not we should put microchips in footballs.
Roger Goodell did address the refs are cheating on behalf of the Chiefs question
said,
at the press
it.
Conference.
What did he say?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, remember last week when we had Tim Grunhardt on? He was furious about all the, you know, these conspiracies of the refs are giving calls to the Chiefs because they want Patrick Mahomes to win a third Super Bowl in a row, et cetera, et cetera. This story here from Channel 5, as the Kansas City Chiefs continue their preparation for a third straight Super Bowl appearance, the AFC teams left in their wake remain assessing how they lost to the two-time reigning champs. On Thursday of last week, Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott held an end-of-the-season press conference in which he recapped the year and assessed the fallout from the AFC Championship game. Quoting here from Sean McDermott, "We went into the game, and one of my messages to the team was, and this happens from time to time, is you're not going to get calls. We're not going to get calls. And I think just when you prepare a team, you prepare them ahead of time mentally for this is the way it's going to go down, and you're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah, every team gets calls, and then in the same game, they don't get calls. And then maybe during one play, you do get a call.
And they got more calls that game than we did."
The Texans head coach said, "We knew going into this game, the loss to the Chiefs, man, it was us versus everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody."
Okay. Back to the microchips and the footballs. The technology exists to do it.
Sure.
The only question is whether the NFL will make the leap and, quote, write the check. The ball would need to be equipped with digital components that would allow for an exact measurement as to whether a player scored a touchdown or, as it relates to the last game, whether a first down was gained. No, it doesn't, and let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
The microchipped ball will show you the ball's location.
That's exactly
People
right.
would then just complain about the
knees down.
The knees or the location of the tall orange ridiculous chain things that we still use like it's 1842.
Well, I mean, that would almost negate them. You wouldn't need the
You would still have to spot the last spot.
You would know exactly where it was because of the chip. But to your point, it's a great one. All it's going to tell you is how far forward the ball went. But when were their knees down?
Did they take a step back?
Right.
I mean, we have a receiver who, still trying to figure out why he does this, takes two steps back every time he catches the ball. That negates forward momentum when you take a step back.
And I still like the idea of human error in sport. And I don't know why we're making this mad dash to make it absolutely perfect.
Wouldn't be perfect. Listen to this quote from Patrick Mahomes. "It's also the human error thing. It's kind of like baseball, balls and strikes. It's part of the game. The biggest thing to me, this is quoting from Mahomes, the biggest thing to me is when they get in the pile by the end zone. There is literally no way to tell if he's in the end zone or not. It's just whatever they call. Quote, I'm sure it will happen soon enough. That is Mahomes,
I think,
4 years ago, talking about the microchip.
Officiating has favored the Chiefs, not my perception, public perception. How much of a concern is that for you in the league?
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right? That I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. Listen, I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media, and they get a new life. As you say, it's not your theory, but it's out there. Nobody wants it to be their theory. And so I understand it. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously.
All right. Thanks to CBS Sports for that.
Can somebody get that guy a bottle of water?
Yeah, I was just going to say. He has cotton mouth like I have never heard. Please give him a glass of water. My goodness. Last sports-related story. Faye Vincent, the former baseball commissioner who was the commissioner during the negotiations with Pete Rose that left him banned from baseball. He was only commissioner for 3 years. Also the commissioner during the earthquake in 1989 for the Bay Area series. Faye Vincent has passed away at the age of 86. He had bladder cancer, according to his wife, Christina. Quoting here from the current commissioner, Mr. Vincent served the game during a time of many challenges, and he remained proud of his association with our national pastime throughout his life. Faye Vincent, beg your pardon, former baseball commissioner, dead at the age of 86. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.